15, and let's take a look at your afternoon drive. What's going on, Ricky?
We have this accident southbound I-15, about 2900 south. It's over to the left, but still causing delays back to downtown Salt Lake City. You get a break in the action before more slowing, 4500 south to the point of the mountain. Northbound I-15, Draper to Midvale, seeing the usual slowing. Southbound I-215's west belt, slow from I-80 to 3500 south, and the 21st South Freeway filling in, especially between I-15 and Bangor, and then a little bit after 5600 west. Brandon Crow.
That crash southbound Bangor Highway 106 south is causing nasty delays and headaches for drivers with the two center lanes closed. If you can't, try to use an alternate route as that traffic is building up rapidly. We're accident-free in Utah County right now, but still seeing those typical afternoon drive delays from Thanksgiving Point to about Lehigh southbound I-15. And right now, your KSL travel time Lehigh to Provo, 10 minutes. Mark?
It's a little rough leaving South Salt Lake to the North Interchange, northbound I-15. Now, there is a wreck reported around 600 south coming up out of the city. Then you get a break free, then you're going to get slow and go again. Farmington Lagoon, Highway 89 up towards Layton Hills Mall. Worst of the commute there, Highway 89 getting some Fruit Heights delays on the northbound side. And then up northbound I-15, once you clear Marriott, Sleaterville, you're going to get some delays around Far West because they're doing some lane shiftings. For a top quality kitchen or bath with top quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.